One of the main causes, and I'm sorry, continuing with Proudhon, one of the main causes of Ireland's poverty today is the immense revenues of the English clergy. So heretics and Orthodox, Protestants and Papists cannot reproach each other. All have strayed from the path of justice. All have disobeyed the eighth commandment of the Decalogue, thou shalt not steal. And the note appended here that I was reading is now ended with that, and we're going to continue with chapter 5. Or I should say, just continue with the main text. The development of right has followed the same order in its various expressions that property has in its forms. Everywhere we see justice driving robbery before it and confining it within narrower and narrower limits. Hitherto, the victories of justice over injustice and of equality over inequality have been won by instinct and the simple force of things. But the final triumph of our social nature will be due to our reason, or else we shall fall back into futile chaos. Either this glorious height is reserved for our intelligence, or this miserable depth for our baseness. And this inspired a long thought process that I hope you will bear with me in following. An extended muse on the notion of economics. When he says the final triumph of our social nature will be due to our reason, or else we shall fall back into futile chaos. Either this glorious height is reserved for our intelligence, or this miserable depth for our baseness. He is posing a challenge and a warning, and it has come to pass. We are now on the brink of futile chaos. The truth of his analysis has been proved with increasing force with each passing generation. And we are now at the juncture where we must honor and meet in kind the greatness and sacrifice of our prophets, or fall into the baseness Proudhon is warning us of. His words are well chosen once we clarify the definitions and come to agreement on them. And once we hear princes answer to them that we must think with our hearts, which Proudhon would not disagree with. Or perhaps, as Popper says, recognize no division between heart and mind. Another way of saying the same thing. But what does this mean practically when our bodies are controlled by others? Proudhon's analysis, chillingly accurate, futile chaos, the triumph of baseness, imminent due to the almost unbelievable perfidy of the current iteration of the power guys. Their almost complete hold over our intercommunications cannot be denied. The insertion of Trump has been arguably their most audacious recent act. Their attempt to bury, erase our knowledge of Nikola Tesla obviously exceeds this in criminal scope. Of complete, this insertion of Trump, most audacious recent act of complete contempt for we the people, of unconcern for what we think, and unconcern blatantly, clumsily even, paraded before our eyes for months prior to their manipulation of the voting data. Their preparation of us, ploddingly placed in their propaganda pieces, certainly in the New York Times, for months leading up to the event. But we have not yet caught up to their awareness that we are in the end game. Futile chaos is what they want. And their propaganda pieces have been steadfastly attempting to move us to acceptance of what I'm sure they consider this inevitable outcome. We've said often in this space that the power guys hide their true objectives. The installation of might makes right as an open, unapologetic value, global totalitarianism. Behind the ideology, the economy, capitalism being the most recent iteration. The power guys hide their true objectives behind the ideology of the economy, capitalism being the most recent iteration. Pretend that the point of this ideology called the economy isn't for them to achieve recognition, acknowledgement, win, to prove they are masters of the universe. Oh no, can't be, too nutty, you think. And as with all their recent acts, and particularly their most audacious, they leap to the offense once we dimly perceive them. And with their words dripping with scorn, they scream via their propaganda means, conspiracy theory, and of course today we've got to add fake news. We can ignore their noise once we see the structure of their propaganda pieces. We'll try to illustrate with a few, four or five, that perpetuate their ideology of the economy. As Prince said, he made this point that the global state statesmen hide behind the economy, as we said earlier in the Rainbow Children. Devil, devil, what you know? You've been here since 1914. Now you got to go. You've been hiding behind corporate eyes. That's family name. Let's keep in mind as we do, as we explore how the ideology of the economy is delivered propagandistically. Let's explore as we do this Proudhon's point that the alternative to their intended feudal chaos is in essence that we start to care about each other, the triumph of our social nature. And let's also keep in mind the question we pose to this: how can we develop our social nature when we don't own, cherish, treasure, covet, protect our own bodies? Which is what Prince came to help us see. I'm grateful you're listening. Stay tuned next week for The Good Daddy Show. And now for our outro song, in which Prince reminds us that whatever we do, it got to flow. I love you. Thank you for listening. Until next week, peace.
Contradiction, my prediction is that is it really important why I take my nap? No. Who I sit with, people with a real mind, will peep this out. Yo, out. Then they go to the club. Another fool don't know what she's talking about. Like the woman who tried to approach and attempt to roast. And even boast about how she knew what to say. Damn.
Here we go again.
You never went to school as far as I know. And now you're trying to say that you're writing a bio. Ooh. About me, girl, I hate to say this, nigga, please. I go places that you never go. Ask when I'm kicking, I'm kicking the floor.
Right to the envelope, tell me. Just like you're supposed to do. Right to the envelope, tell me.
No, no, I ain't gonna kill you, man. Shoot that.
Shaking the booty, screaming, yo, she give me more. Some more is what I give them. MPG's rocking the track, you're telling her with living. Yeah, you're done with this high beat. Gotta keep it that way so that 5-0 came for me. And I'm sneaking up the back.